You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste. Bethany,
yes, Kathleen.
I've solved not wanting to be productive. Would you like to hear my my solution to this worldwide problem?
Yes, if you can't see me because podcasting is an audio medium, but I literally just jumped like I got electrocuted because I'm so excited because I also don't feel like being productive. So please change my life.
Okay, you need to get a pair of jeans that is slightly oversized.
Okay.
And then instead of wearing yoga pants, you just need to wear these comfy jeans.
Now, how is this helping my productivity?
Because there is a certain thing that happens to your mind. It's like the mind-body connection when you're wearing stretchy pants.
Yeah.
And your body is like, ooh, it's time for a nap now. Or like, stretchy pants, let me like touch my toes and do a loop around the kitchen and then like turn on the TV or something.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. I can curl up into a ball the size of a throw pillow and stay that way for like, I don't know, 12 to 14 hours.
So I have this pair of oversized jeans from Old Navy. Like, they're really beat up. And I've been putting them on first thing in the morning instead of my stretchy pants. And Bethany, it makes me, I don't know what it is. I'm not an expert in psychology, but it makes me feel like I've gotten ready for the day, even though underneath I'm still wearing the same underpants from the night before.
Kathleen, you have to work on the underpants thing. We've talked about this, but you're definitely right. There is something very specific about dressing up or dressing well. You carry yourself differently. You work differently. You sit differently. And I feel like it puts you in a completely different mindset, even if that mindset is I'm wearing baggy jeans instead of baggy pants. I can totally see that working.
These jeans should not be considered dressing well. They just should be considered dressing.
Dressing differently.
And you know, they're like soft enough and baggy enough that I could comfortably take a nap in them.
Yeah.
And I have done that in the past, but it's just like having on denim. I don't know what it is, but for my psyche, it actually makes me want to open my computer and answer emails when elsewise I wouldn't be doing that, in the morning. First thing in the morning.
It's so funny. So as we record this, the Met Gala was last night, and I've been going through looking at pictures of what people wore. And the first thing I always notice is, were they comfortable? Because some of these outfits are so wild that you could definitely be comfortable underneath. Rihanna once wore a dress that was the shape of a bell. And, she probably could just let it all hang out underneath. And I'll say this, no one looked comfortable last night. Janelle Monáe was wearing this huge, also bell-sized like thing where she couldn't put her arms down. But then she took it off and was wearing a bikini underneath. So
what was the theme last night? I was looking at some of the pictures. I couldn't figure out the theme.
I think it was Karl Lagerfeld themed.
But isn't he a bad guy?
Yes. Allegedly a bad guy. And there was some, said some stuff about women, said some stuff about people who weren't perfectly thin, said some stuff about some stuff. Who's Jordan Catalano? What's his real name? I can never think of his name. He was in Fight Club. He was the Joker and everyone was real mean to him about it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's it. I even have a photo with him. I couldn't even remember his name.
he dressed as Choupette, Karl Lagerfeld's beloved cat.
Oh,
which
that
is
was
amazing.
Him.
I bet he was comfortable.
I thought that was Doja Cat for some reason. Did Doja Cat dress like a cat too?
She also surprisingly dressed like a cat.
I don't want Vogue. Come on, Vogue. Like, you know these claims against Karl Lagerfeld. Now, let me ask you this. Did he hate the color pink and that's why some of the celebrities wore pink?
Oh, ooh, I don't know. Wait, is this a conspiracy theory? Did you read this?
Yeah. I saw some things that said, like, celebrities who were there who wanted to be, like, actively anti-Karl Lagerfeld, they wore pink. He must not have liked the color pink, I think.
I'm going to look. Wait. Did Karl Lagerfeld hate pink? Now, what I actually typed was, did Karl Lagerfeld dot hate pink? Yes, he did. He hated it.
He hated pink. Well, look, I'm glad now I have to go look at everybody who wore something pink last night and then support them tenfold because,
yeah,
I'm actually shocked that Vogue chose that theme.
I'm not, because I think, I feel like that's a fairly insulated world of people and you maybe don't know the extent or you don't care. I will say, like, if I was invited to the Met Gala, I would go 110% because it's an opportunity to play dress up and, you know, the networking can't be beat.
I was thinking about that. Like, when do adults really get the opportunity anymore to, like, do crazy hair and, like, put on, like, you know, just makeup that they wouldn't normally wear? And, like, adults really don't get opportunities like that anymore.
No, you have to create your own opportunity to dress like a moron. But, yeah, I would totally go. But it's really hard because you also have to decide – like, what do you stand for? And, like, is this opportunity, which is maybe going to help your career, where then you can actually take a stand better in the future? Yes. Do you have to sort of, it's so creepy. I saw an article this weekend where Matthew Lawrence, remember Matthew Lawrence?
Oh, yeah, sure do.
Whoa. That was his brother, Joey. Matthew was the middle. He was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, yes, I remember.
He's now dating Chili from TLC.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Wow, the 90s really come back again, don't they?
I know. But he said in a podcast that he was offered a role on one of the Marvel movies, but the audition was him going to a hotel room where the person, the producer or who it was wearing a robe, and they told Matthew to take his clothes off so they could take a picture of him. And he said no, and he didn't get the role, and his agency fired him. So, like, it still happens, dude. It still happens. Like, it's so creepy. How much do you have to sell your soul to be successful? And it's wild.
Oh, no. That breaks my heart.
Isn't that crazy? Like, it still happens.
But you know what? You make a good point that I don't think that people think about enough when it comes to wanting to do good in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes they have to go to events or, you know, like, support a person from the periphery that they don't really have values that align with so they can move up in their career and then do some actual good in the world.
Yeah, it's really tough. You don't ever know. And also, you don't ever know what someone's secrets are. Like, I remember when everything, this is getting real dark and we can, like, change the channel if you want, but
no, please.
When everything with Harvey Weinstein was coming out, people were slamming people who had taken pictures with him. And it's like, just because you take pictures with someone doesn't know, you know, their entire sordid past. Like, Harvey Weinstein was more of an open secret, but, like, I've taken pictures with a lot of people who I later found out are just giant a-holes, but it's like, you don't meet them and they go, hi, I'm an a-hole. I've assaulted someone. Yeah. I've, you know, I should be in jail. They're like, hey, it's nice to meet you. You take a picture.
Yeah. And, like, there are tons of people around you and the photographer is waiting. You start to panic and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll snap a photo with you.
Yep.
No, you're right. We need to stop. Unless the photos are, like, the two of you canoodling in Palm Springs.
Or, like, someone you've known forever and you know that they're a bad... Like, you know, I think there's... But with these big events, people are just... You're in kind of in a panic, in a whirlwind. You know, I don't know. I've never been to the Met Gala, but I assume it's a similar situation.
So Paris Hilton apparently got an invite to the Met Gala for the first time. Did she go?
She did. Yes.
How? Okay. She's been snubbed. I don't know why. Probably just because Anna Wintour didn't like her or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess like while Paris Hilton is a high fashion girly, she's also like a party girly. And there's like a level of disconnect between sophistication and like just having buckets of money.
Yeah.
And probably that's what like Anna Wintour didn't. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know the full backstory, but. It's like, to me, it's like, oh, it's very convenient that Paris Hilton all of a sudden like comes out with this documentary about like what her life is really like. And then Vogue is like, oh, OK, sorry. We had you all wrong this whole time.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely. Insulting. It's totally. And I think you're right on that. Anna Wintour was like, well, you're a party girl. You're a reality star. You're an heiress. You don't necessarily have the level of class that we want at this event. Then once it comes out that. She's this actually very intelligent woman who was abused and, you know, it was all a strategy. She gets an invite. And by the way, she looked amazing and she wore this awesome black, like, I hope it was fake leather, but this black leather dress that like, I don't know, I'd wear the hell out of that dress. It's awesome. It's beautiful.
I would go if I were Paris Hilton, but I wouldn't look like I was having a good time.
What would you okay let's say yeah let's say the let's say the the theme was their themes are so obscure sometimes.
I know.
Let's say the theme was Forever 21. Okay, they're doing a Forever 21 themed Met Gala. And you're supposed to look you know, you can do whatever you want. You can like make an artistic statement. You can dress like a balloon. What would you wear to the Forever 21 themed Met Gala?
Oh, I don't know, Bethany. Wait, I got to think about this for a second. What would you wear?
Well, okay. I'm trying to think of what Forever 21 means to me, right?
Yeah.
It means youthfulness. It means fast, right? It's a lot of fast fashion. It doesn't mean necessarily high quality.
Yeah.
It means...
So sometimes if you like really scour the racks, you can find something that's high quality. Like I have a wool jacket, like a really cute little wool jacket from Forever 21 that I bought years ago. And it's held up so well.
That's amazing. Yeah. Sometimes you do get those really like special pieces that hold together. It also makes me think of the 3 or 4 level Forever 21 in Times Square that used to be open 24 hours a day.
Is that one not open anymore?
I don't know. It might be a TGI Fridays now or something.
I mean, the best time to go to that was like 10 p.m. at night, 10:30.
Yep.
Nobody was there. You had the whole place to yourself. It was enormous.
I used to go there when I first moved to New York. I lived in Times Square just in a hotel while I found an apartment. And I would drunk shop at Forever 21 because, you know, I'd go out for drinks at whatever, 7, be drunk by 9.
Yeah.
You know, drunk walk into Forever 21 and
of course,
you know, buy an armload of crap and then drunk walk home.
I mean, because the world is your oyster when you have an armful of stuff that you take into the dressing room at Forever 21 and you don't have to wait online.
It's the best. Every store should be open 24 hours.
I know. And like, they don't even have enough people at that hour of the day to even man the dressing rooms. Yeah. So you don't have to feel shamed by how much you're actually bringing in. Because once they start to count your items and they get past 20, I just feel like absolute shit.
I'm just like, oh no, I don't know my size and I don't feel like, confident with any of my choices.
Yeah. Because obviously you're not going to buy 20 items from Forever 21.
Yeah.
And you're going to buy 21 items. But
Forever.
You're going to buy like 2 of those items and you're still going to be unsure of those 2 purchases and you're going to walk out with your head hanging down.
Yeah.
And then you have all of these items that people that work in the store have to put away. Yeah. And it's just like, it's so shame inducing.
So I'm trying to think, okay, so here's what I would wear to the Forever 21 themed Met Gala.
Oh, okay.
I'm making this up as I go.
Okay.
So for me, it is fast and is cheap and it is going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. So I am going to wear, a big, like big gauzy yellow, Southern Belle dress because it kind of, you know, yellow is their color.
Yes.
And it's big because they're everywhere. But as I walk the red carpet, someone's going to hose me down and the dress is going to fall away to me wearing like one of those old timey set of pantaloons and like a giant bra to symbolize the first time you wash your Forever 21 item, it's going to fall apart. That's what I'm going to wear.
That's like those swim trunks that I keep seeing videos on Instagram where wives buy their husbands the swim trunks that dissolve in the ocean.
It's so mean. I shouldn't laugh.
It's so mean.
And the wife always has the phone sitting from the beach and she's just laughing her ass off.
The only time that's not mean is when your husband feels really good about his body. You know, God, I wish I could be naked so everyone could see how good I look.
I saw the other day that this husband and wife had just moved into a new house and they were so excited about the pool that was in the backyard. And the wife got him new swim trunks, these like dissolvable swim trunks. And he gets into the water and all of a sudden he's like, oh no, oh no, our kids around, and he starts looking. And like there are houses around who have windows that look into their pool. And he gets out of the pool with like one hand cupping the front and one hand cupping the back. It covers nothing.
That feels much more of a safe place to do that when you're at your home. It feels way less mean. Oh my gosh.
So I'm thinking I would wear some sort of like ball gown skirt. And I think it would be like a very shiny satin, and I would have like all different Forever 21 earrings.
Oh, nice!
Adorned to the big ball gown skirt in some sort of pattern. Yeah. You know, like hoops flow into flowers, flow into the geometric shaped earrings.
Cool.
And, you know, it would be like a wavy pattern all over the bottom of my dress.
Totally. I love this. I love this.
What would I wear on top?
As you're thinking, I would recommend a couple of like the holes where the earrings are supposed to be are empty because someone has shoplifted just a couple of sets from the set of earrings. No,
you're totally right. And then like also hanging off some of the earrings, I would have tiny little of those yellow Forever 21 plastic bags.
Yes.
Like I would make miniature forms of their shopping bags.
Perfect. Perfect.
And then I think maybe the top would be some sort of like what could I craft to look avant-garde with their hangers?
Oh, nice. Know? Oh, very nice. I think you could take the wire portion of the hangers, not the plastic, and heat them up and sort of connect them all together. Because I know you love welding.
I do. Yes, I love welding.
And then weld them into a bustier, the shape of your torso.
Oh, Bethany, that's a really good idea.
Right, so you're wearing a metallic bustier.
Yeah, and then maybe underneath that metallic bustier, I'm wearing like a graphic tee.
Yeah!
Right?
Yeah, from like the 80s.
Yes, yes.
A distressed graphic tee with like, I don't know, some sort of muscle car on it.
Honestly, I'm on Forever 21 right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, their stuff is cute.
It's
hate
really
it.
Cute. No, it's really cute. Dennis and I went to the mall yesterday because we had to run.
How retro.
So weird. We had to run an errand yesterday and it was at the mall. And we passed a Forever 21. And I got to tell you, it was tough to walk away.
You know, a couple of months ago, I was like, I just want a handful of like comfy, cheap sweatshirts to wear around my house. Mm-hmm. And I accidentally purchased cropped sweatshirts from Forever 21.
Oh, no.
And I tried to make it happen, Bethany. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is really nice because it's like airy. But like pretty soon they would shrink in the wash. Mm-hmm. And then like my boobs wouldn't even be covered by this crop sweatshirt.
It's tough.
And so I gave them to my nieces and I talked in third person. I'm like, Aunt Kathleen has a gift for you. Aunt Kathleen sometimes forgets that she's no longer a teenager when she's shopping.
I mean, you are not alone in this struggle. I once I wanted to buy a gift for my younger sister and I found this gray hoodie and it had cat ears on the hood. And I was like, this is perfect. There's never been a more perfect. So I ordered it. It came to my house. It was surprisingly a cropped sweatshirt. And also I tried it on because I knew my sister would never in a million years wear a cropped sweatshirt. When I put it on, it only covered my shoulders and the top part of my boobs. And it stopped right below my nipples. But when I put the hood over with the little cat ears, I looked like the sexiest cat you've ever seen because your boobs are just hanging out. Like, I could never wear this anywhere.
It's like when you see pictures of sexy snow bunnies, like hot women who are hitting the slopes.
Yeah.
And they're just wearing, they're basically nude, just skin tight everything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they have a tiny little cropped sweater that like barely grazes their nipples. And she's so cozy.
She feels cozy because when the top of you is cold, but your under boobs and stomach are so hot, you got to wear. It's great when you can't even, you don't even get to worrying about how your stomach looks because your boobs are there. You're like, their boobs are still out. There's no time to worry about your stomach.
Oh, Bethany, I'm so mad.
Why?
Because Forever 21 has a Little Mermaid graphic baby tee and it's sold out in size extra large.
What does it say? Yeah. Well, what's, show me, like, explain the design.
Bethany, it's just Ariel and Flounder, and Ariel's like, you know, she's got that smushed face because she's a very disgruntled princess of the sea.
Yeah, she's unhappy because she has a fin.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird.
And stay curious.
Hey, ladies. This is Raven calling in from Virginia. So sad to hear you guys are ending the podcast, but even more excited for you guys in your future. Was just listening to the episode where you guys were talking about things hanging from the rearview mirror and how people are, you know, tend to be proud of their heritage. And it got me thinking, I've been in this really deep dive rabbit hole of Ancestry.com lately. My family has been in Virginia for a very long time and was hoping to find a cool immigration story. But to my surprise, every branch of my family tree is in Virginia for quite a long time, quite literally 11, 12 generations on almost every branch of my family tree, to the point where easily we've been in this specific spot for about 400 years. It got me thinking, what qualifies as your heritage? Like, at what point? I mean, I get it. If a few generations back, you have a cool immigration story, but at what point does that become solidified, right? Like, say you have a cool immigration story, but then that person's grandparents immigrated from somewhere else. You know, you could theoretically just go back if you had all the information. So at what point do I just say, you know what? I'm Virginian, 400 years. I would think that would qualify. I don't know. Just thought it was interesting. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.